Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. And I'm happy to welcome back my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It's Tuesday, October 30th, 2018. Welcome back, Butch.
Thank you. It's good to be here. I'm gaining ground every day, and after next Friday, I'll be turned completely loose to pester you whenever I can.
All righty. I'm looking forward to it. So.
Well, thanks for your patience, and thanks for taking care of things for me. I really mean that. I really hate it that I can't make it sometime, but, you know, things do happen. You know that.
Well, shape up, would you?
I'm doing my bestest, I promise.
All righty. And we also have Greg Hunter joining us this afternoon. We're going to try and connect with him a little bit earlier than we usually do. So maybe right after the market report, he'll be there and we can touch base with him. But he always has so much to tell us. And so let's get to the market report. And so then we can go right to Greg. Let's see here. Gold prices today, a little pressure, not much. Down $5 at $1,224. You have silver up 4 cents at $14.56. Platinum was up 4, $839. And palladium was down $13 at $1,080. The paper markets today, well, let's do the dollar first. You have the USDX today trading up 0.30 at 96.98. Crude oil was down 89 at 66.15. And the paper markets, you know, it's been all over the page. It was up most of the day, like 200 points, 2.5. And here at the last half hour, it's popped up 431 points, 1.75% at 24,874. The NASDAQ was up 111 points today at 7,161. That was up a little over 1.5%, same as the S&P, up a little over 1.5%. 2,682, up 41.38. 10-year yield, 3.11%. Of course, there's pressure on the euro. Japan was up almost 1.5%, with Hong Kong down 1%. Still a little bit of fear in these markets as far as what emotion is driving the markets, but certainly no panic whatsoever when you have a little bit of a 400 and some close back up to 20, almost 25,000. So there's no panic, and I can't imagine why there's even any fear with the numbers that we're looking at. And I can't imagine that it's just the election that everyone is fearful of. But, you know, and I think the I don't know if it's funny, sad, or whatever, but Butch, the GE slashes an 119-year-old dividend to a penny.
Oh.
To a penny.
Oh, my.
And and there's even investors out there that's saying, hey, it's just not, you know, that's not even going to be enough. So, of course, they have a lot of legal problems, and, you know, their stocks plunged 11% to a 9-year low, and GE is on track for its biggest one-day drop since 2008. So, I mean, it wasn't that, you know, they... So as soon as we have Greg Hunter, we'll go to Greg Hunter. I'm not sure if he's.
I'm here.
Oh, there you are.
I'd like to talk weigh in about GE.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'd like to weigh in with that weasel, incompetent investor Warren Buffett.
Yeah.
That nobody will say anything about. He is a completely incompetent boob that should have been creamed in the 08 meltdown. Oh, why do I say that? Let me tell you why I say that. Remember all the press Googled this? Oh, Warren Buffett loans General Electric money at 10%. Remember that?
Sure do.
How much you think he would have collected if the government would have backstopped General Electric?
Yep.
How about the deal he cut with Goldman Sachs? Oh, yeah. Goldman, who got bailed out through AIG because they were crazy. They would have gone under.
Yep.
How about American Express got bailout money?
Yep.
If you look at the companies that Warren Buffett invested in, Wells Fargo, if you just look at the companies that he invested in, it was, you know, if he wouldn't have gotten basically backstops for the companies in Berkshire Hathaway, he would have been retired as a complete failure in investing. Berkshire would have been decimated.
Hey, if he didn't have the inside
information. And on top of it, that weasel. So when he's, when my secretary pays more tax than I do. Oh, really, Warren? Well, you know, according to the government accounting office, if they normalize the tax, it would be, for wealthy people, it would be like $50 billion. Be nothing, okay? Nothing in comparison to trillions of dollars in bailouts for Buffett and his buddies. Oh, and this is the best part. He consulted the Obama administration on the bailouts.
Sure,
that's
did.
Rich.
I
so,
remember,
yeah,
Greg,
yeah, your secretary, go ahead.
I remember him walking in there with a little visit with Obama. And then when he was giving money to Bank of America, and shortly thereafter, they quit the deal on the Keystone Pipeline, and he gets to transport oil by rail after he bought the train. So,
which is the most dangerous way to transport oil by rail.
Yep. But he got it.
The most dangerous way to transport oil is by rail, not by pipeline.
I got it.
And do they have some messes up there? Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he, so this idea, you know, he had this Disney air. We got our tax cuts, and we're getting, and we're buying yachts, and we need to stop, sister. Stop. You shut up. You got trillions in bailouts. You would have all taken a pie in the face in 08 and 09, and that's the people who are complaining because they, and then what happened? We transferred the debt to sovereign debt, so little taxpayers would have to pay for their money they stole fair and square, by golly. They stole their money fair and square. This
it's
idea that
again.
Well, we got tax cuts, we got, yeah, no, forget that. That's stupid. That's chicken feed. That's pennies. That's like stuffing your couch cushions. No, you got trillions of dollars in backstop in bailouts from every company under the sun, and not just the $700 billion in TARP. We're talking about trillions of dollars in bailouts and backstops for the wealthy. So every time you hear this, well, we got these cat. Well, no. You, let's talk about the bailouts, because the bailouts were in the trillions of dollars.
Yep.
So Warren Buffett is an incompetent, an incompute, incompetent. Did I say incompetent? Incompetent, unvisionary investor who required a federal taxpayer bailout and backstop and money printing for he and his investors at Berkshire to stay afloat. They would have been crushed, killed, murdered, massacred if it wasn't for taxpayers. And that's what should have happened. We should have reset the debt, and we didn't.
Yep.
That's what happened. We went from a world of $160 trillion global debt, and today it's at nearly $250 trillion. We got the platinum cards out, and we applied for more credit, and we look pretty good. We don't have to go bankrupt, quote unquote. So anyway, so that's my little thing about Warren Buffett. You know, don't worry about the tax cuts. Worry about the multi-trillion. Yeah, your secretary does pay less in taxes, but your secretary doesn't get trillions of dollars in bailouts. Does she?
Nope. Finally, somebody who agrees with me about Warren Buffett.
He's listen, by the numbers, he's incompetent.
He couldn't be anywhere if it wasn't for the government, and you know.
If you require a government bailout, you are not an investor. You're incompetent. It's like Elon Musk. Elon Musk is so brilliant. Really, I'd be brilliant too if somebody gave me $4 billion to invest. Yeah, I'd be brilliant too. So,
yeah.
No, he's incompetent. He required a government bailout. Period. The end. Period. The end.
Greg, I've asked a question. This is Pastor Butch, by the way. I'm listening. This is interesting.
Pastor Butch,
you say,
how you doing,
yes,
buddy?
Sir. I'm doing fine. How you doing?
Actually, I'm doing pretty good. Trump put off the releasing of the unredacted documents. He put that off. I'll tell you my I talked to Dave Janda about it. I ran this past him, and he thinks the same. I think they don't want to look like they're arresting their political opponents, and I think they've got it. Listen, the White Hats broke up the cheating before. The polls were off for a couple of reasons. Reason number one, I think, and they were, but they were. The fact is, they were off, way off. Number one, they wanted you to demoralize you and think you don't have a chance. Number two, they wanted to reflect the cheating they were going to have to do, and this was well documented with Project Veritas and Bob Cramer, who got, no less than four dozen meetings at the White House, some of which included face-to-face with Barack Obama. They knew Hillary was a terrible candidate. She could not beat Bernie Sanders without cheating. So the polls reflected, A, let's do a PSYOP and get people demoralized and make it like they don't even want to vote because he's going to lose anyway. A. B, we've got to run these polls up to match the cheating. And I just have Eric Eggers coming out tonight on, tomorrow, early in the morning. You know, tonight past midnight, he wrote the book, the voter fraud book, and how the Democrats tend to steal the election. You know what we talked about? We talked about all the voter fraud that's being disclosed now, not after the election, now, with the Texas thing, you know, the Democratic Party sending out voter cards with checked with the illegal aliens and non-citizens to vote, which is a giant theft and a felony, incidentally. Voting illegally is a felony. You can be deported immediately for voting illegally. Even if you're waiting in line and you've done all the paperwork, so you go to vote illegally, boom, you are null and void. Your application to become a citizen is null and void. You're being deported. And I think the White Hats probably told the president, "We got this, buddy. We got it." Before we were able to thwart it from the outside in, now we're on the inside. Now we're in control. We're going to thwart this. A, B. You know, the Democrats are doing what they're doing because they know what the internal polls say. Dave Janda was the first person to bring this up. Dave Janda, Operation Freedom, great guy. You should listen to his show, too. It's on Sundays. Dave Janda, got lots of White House sources, spent years going in and out of Washington working on medical issues. Dr. Dave Janda, he's no longer a doctor, but he's a journalist like me and he, like you guys, too, because you're truth tellers. And then he's got really good sources. And then I said, I think their internal polls, the Democrats' internal polls, are terrible. He says, I think you're right. They know the real polls, just like they knew the real polls with Hillary. That's why they had such a massive campaign to get her cheated in, which was exposed by Project Veritas. And Bob Cramer quit, incidentally. Okay? And I think that the internal polls, on the other hand, for the White House, their internal polls are saying they're doing bad. They're getting the same real poll, you know, in secret, behind the scenes, what they want and is accurate information. What they want the public to know may not be accurate, but what they want is accurate information. And I think their internal polling says they're doing terrible. They're going to win very little. They're going to win damn little.
I agree.
And I think the White Hats are telling Trump, we got it. We're going to thwart this. And they are thwarting stuff. I mean, this thing with Texas with Beto, which just came out, he's for the little guy. He's a billionaire. So anyway, I think they're doing terrible. And this is why the media is going crazy. And remember the close relationship that was exposed by WikiLeaks. I mean, you know, one top reporter, John Harwood, is a weasel. He was given consulting the Democrats. You know, Glenn Thrush, you know, Mr. New York Times, you know, they had to have him. Was it Glenn Thrush? I think it is. And many other people who were conspiring in emails with proven, biased, conspiring arm of the Democratic Party, many people in the media. This is not just something I think. This was documented. And this is continuing. Look at the unhinged, crazy, this is my opinion, but I'm stating it as fact on the mainstream media. I mean, the mainstream media wants to talk about the alt-right, and they want to talk about the internet media, and it's being kind of crazy and reckless. Crazy and reckless, you know, orders of magnitude by the mainstream media. Yeah, I mean, you would think Donald Trump had a bomb-making factory in the White House. Excuse me, a prank-making factory. Because you know what has not been disclosed about those bombs, quote unquote bombs. Okay, what was the explosive? Anybody ask about that? What's the explosive?
It was not.
He's 0-for-14. What was the explosive? Because if it was a pipe, you know, filled with a chocolate shake with some wires out of it, then that's just a prank. And isn't that weird that nobody's told you about what the explosive is?
Absolutely.
You're going to find out there was no explosive, in my humble opinion.
Probably not. I mean, it's been reported that there wasn't any and so forth. And
that they couldn't have gone off.
Yeah, yeah.
They misquoted William Ray, too. They misquoted him. So there's no explosive. They said they're inconclusive. Inconclusive. You got to know, was it gunpowder? Was it Semtex? What is it? Was it some sort of fertilizer and some sort of petroleum product? What was it? Well, the white powder has been totally debunked as a ruse. So that's not anthrax or, you know, some other disease, some other biological weapon. That's a scam.
I mean, the whole thing.
And again,
is just
this is
bizarre.
The unhinged. Was the guy put up to it? I mean, the guy supposedly was at one point a Democrat not so long ago. You know, Sayoc or whatever his name, Caesar Sayoc is his name. And then this whole thing with the Jewish synagogue thing, and then blaming Donald Trump for the murders. The rhetoric. Really, what rhetoric? What did he say that caused the guy to shoot 11 people and wound another 6? What was the rhetoric? What was the term? Give me a list of the terms Trump's been using. That caused somebody to do mass murder on Jews.
He'd be the last one. His daughter is a Jew. She's Jewish. And his son-in-law.
Oh, yeah.
He'd
be the
last
one. I forgot about that fact. She converted. Oh, yeah. He helped to move the embassy like, I don't know, the last four presidents have been threatening to move to Jerusalem. Oh, yeah. But he did it. Yeah, what a Jew hater. Yeah, he's an anti-Semite. Right. You know, then you had one of the people say, I'm a nationalist. You know, I believe in America. And then one of the crazy guys, all you have to do is add white to that. Yeah, I guess that's all you'd have to do. I just had that say if you wanted to lie. Yep, that's all you. What they're doing on the mainstream press is absolutely unhinged crazy. Their opinion is fact, which is what I always try to fight against on the Internet, is people stating their opinion as fact. You know, there's plenty of facts that you can put out there that you don't have to go, you know, cray-cray. There's plenty of stuff you can source. You know, like that little piece that nobody would comment on, not even Fox, in the Horowitz's Inspector General report, where one of the big deputy FBI people had a meeting with his boss, James Comey. And in the meeting notes, it said, in the report, it said Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, and that link, I don't know what order it was, and crimes against children. That was a meeting point. Hillary Clinton, Clinton Foundation, and crimes against children. That was something they were supposed to talk about. Really? Nobody followed up on that? You hear Fox talk about that? That was in page. I did this about 2 months ago, and I gave the page number of the report and where this was. I verbated it. That's not a story? Now that's a fact.
Hold those thoughts, Greg. We're going to be heading into our first break of the program today, and we'll be returning in just a few moments. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom. I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul, and our very special guest is Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. And I'm so pleased to have Greg Hunter join us this afternoon for the program. And make sure you get to his website, usawatchdog.com. Great videos. He updates the news on a weekly basis. And, there just really isn't another website like yours, Greg. And I know I really do appreciate the news that you bring. The truth. Butch has a question for you, Greg.
If you don't mind, Greg, just a quick question. You were talking a little while ago about the debt of the world, $250 trillion now, since 2008.
That's according to Naomi Prinz of Source, best-selling author Naomi Prinz, her third best-selling book. She pegged it, and she's recently been quoted, and other people have been quoted, too. So not just a crazy number, a real number. It's not quite $250 trillion. Maybe now $250 trillion, but the $248 trillion. And we had $160 to $170, hard to, the 2008 crisis, and we blew that up to $150 trillion, roughly. I mean, it's a lot of money.
Well, what do you see happening?
We printed more money. We printed more bonds. We went into more debt. Well, that's how we got it better.
Well, do you see another 2008 coming, only worse, maybe, with all this debt still going on?
Donald Trump walked into office with $20 trillion in debt. Just from 98 to 2015, Dr. Mark Skidmore, Michigan State University, and a team of PhD level and master's students went through the OIG, Office Inspector General reports for HUD and Department of Defense, and came up with $21 trillion, quote unquote, missing undocumented adjustments. Missing. So I'm just going to say it's $42 trillion. That's what we know is what it is. Donald Trump wasn't responsible for that because that happened from 98 to 2015, and now we don't know what the hell's going on in 16 and 17 and this year. We don't know. And they've made it a national security issue. Their answer to Dr. Skidmore, I'd like to have more information about what happened with all this money, was it's a national security interest, and we've changed the accounting regulations to make all that stuff off budget. We don't have to tell you about it. It's a national security issue. Okay. Wow. Well, it can be a national security issue all you want, but you got to get people to use the dollar. Okay? You can't tell people, take our dollars, it's a national security issue. Will it be worth 10 cents, in the next year, the next month? I don't know. But you're not going to get people to use the dollar and then tell them it's a national security issue about what is going on behind the scenes with the dollar. Which is why we have a big move not to use the dollar around the world. Well documented. There are all kinds of bilateral trade agreements with China and Russia and other countries. And they want to, they're trying to work this out. Doesn't mean it's easy, but they're trying to work out a SWIFT system with the European Union. All that to say this. Listen, folks. If you want to have Donald Trump make America great again, he's going to have to do something with the debt. I don't know what that is. And people like Jim Rickards, who I know and like, incidentally, will tell you, we set the economy many times. Not like this, man. No, not like this. Not with this much debt. We've never had, a quadrillion in derivatives. I mean, Bank of International Settlements will peg it at $600 billion or $700 billion in derivatives. Debts, basically. Some people say it's a quadrillion something. It's a lot. Okay? It's a lot. It's unfathomable. If you take a look at the federal debt, it's $21.6 trillion, which is 105 officially 105% of GDP. But you can add Mark Skidmore's $21 trillion, and what is that? Double? Was it 200? Is it 250? It's a lot. It's a lot. We've never been here before. We've never seen this going all the way back to the flood of Noah. Now, what happened before Noah? We know damn little about. There were giants back then, though, and people lived to be 1,000 years. have no idea, and nobody else does either. Okay? So there's a lot of debt out there, unlike anything we've ever seen before. It's debt at on an astronomical order of magnitude level we've never seen before, especially when you consider the derivatives on top of it. And then all the other stuff that we don't even know about that's off book and that's now a national security issue. So you've got to be ready for anything. And you better own your stuff. The best, you know, I mean, you can buy an ETF. You can buy these paper investments. You know, I think there's going to be brokerages that go under the next time, just like MS Global, but on steroids. It'll be multiple, and there won't be any stopping it. In CIPIC, there's, what, $5, $6 billion in CIPIC? I mean, it's nothing. You know, insurance, you know, multi-trillion-dollar market, and they got, a few billion dollars. I mean, it's okay if you're, if your broker and your secretary run off of your money, you might be able to get some of your money back, but you can't take what's going to happen. And having money in a brokerage account ain't having your money, ain't like having your money in an FDIC-insured account. There's no insurance. You are on a high wire. You don't know if your money is most people don't even know if their money is commingled, which if you don't know that term, you have no business investing in the stock market. All that to say this, what's going to happen? I have no idea, but these are real numbers I'm talking about, and these are real stuff you can source, okay? I'm not talking about crazy time here. I'm talking about real. Oh, I haven't heard much about the additional $21 trillion. Doesn't mean it's not there. Doesn't mean it's not a real number. I don't care what CNBC or what, Deutsche Bank is now under $10 a share. Again, this is the biggest bank in, one of the biggest banks in the world. Okay? And it ain't doing good. DB. OCK. Let me just look this up real quick just to get the price here. It's, 974. Ooh, it's up 10 cents today. It's under $10. That's just one of many canaries that could fall dead on the coal mine. I think it's already fallen dead, and they're propping it up. But this is like a, single-digit stock now. This is a stock with, and change. This is a 974. This is one of the biggest banks. What do you think about, Merkel, getting out of politics? Yeah. Well, I think she's about done, isn't she?
About time.
Yeah, she ruined enough, yeah.
That
she ruined enough, and then you think, well, let's get Deutsche Bank, which has, I don't know, 40 or 50 trillion in derivative exposure, which is, exposure debt. We'll get them to join with Commerce Bank. Oh, yeah, two dead marrying the dead. Well, listen, two negatives don't produce a positive. Two dead banks don't produce a positive. They got another 30 or 40 trillion, I don't know, unbelievable, tens of trillions in derivatives. We got a lot of, and then Italy is at war with this European Central Bank, and they're wanting to exit out of Brexit, and we just had a Donald Trump-type candidate win in Brazil, so the party's over there, the Socialist Party is over there, and we've got this caravan, they're so desperate, the mainstream media, they're willing to do anything, which this is inspired by, inspired by George Soros. It is being paid for by George Soros in part, this caravan, because Judicial Watch exposed this. This is all stuff that's being paid for out of the entities that George Soros funds, so yes, he's funding it. And then now we have the UN, which is, the communist Marxist UN, which we should stop funding and kick out of America, that they're saying, you've got to accept all these people. No, we don't. No, we don't. So, you better get some real stuff, folks. You better get your car title. Better get some new tires. Better get some food. Better get some water. You better be bracing for it, because you try to go out in the street and get some stuff that's going to help you survive. That ain't going to work out good for you. And they're going to do something with the currency. They're going to do something with the debt. They are. They're not going to let the world walk away from the dollar. And then we're going to have, hyperinflation, and we're going to have produce Hitler, and we're not going to do that. Donald Trump's not going to do that. And one of the things that Jim Sinclair said, and I know I'm rambling, but I'm sorry, but please understand what I'm talking about with the debt and Deutsche Bank and the giant debt ball that has grown from 2008. That's all sourceable, real stuff. I'm not talking about crazy time. The 21 additional trillion ain't crazy time. That's done by a team of people with a PhD level professor, tenured professor at Michigan State University, with a team of people that they just told us a national security issue. This is stuff I can source and I can document. Okay? And so you better get, you better, you know, just, they're not saying it in the New York Times. They're not saying it in the, yeah, I know, they're saying that Trump's a racist and a Jew hater and all kinds of other, you expect to get good information from people like from the mainstream media? So you better get yourself ready. And because what this is going to happen, and it's going to happen fast. It's going to happen quickly. And it's going to be unlike any other reset of debt in the history of the planet. And there's going to be a lot of people on the wrong side of this. Is Donald Trump going to, in many of his executive orders, which he said at least two times that I know of in the last year, since December of 2017, he's going to confiscate, block the property of people who are involved in corruption, human trafficking, pedophilia. He's going to block the property of people who are involved in undermining our elections, you know, like China. And let's see, Google, who's helping China? And so is he going to be able to confiscate enough property? I don't know. I don't know. But is the debt real? Oh, you betcha. Can we pay this debt? No, we cannot. And I want to tell you something, and this is very instructive, and I want to just kind of tell you, if you want one thing to say, you know, because I don't know exactly what the White House is thinking, because he doesn't consult me, but I can tell you what some of the things he said. And when they asked Donald Trump about the debt of Puerto Rico, which is a U.S. territory that has $74 billion in debt, which is a total fraud ball. I mean, North Carolina has 10 million people, and we got about $3 or $4 billion in debt. They got 3 million people. They got $74 billion in debt. Fraud, just fraud. Please stop. It's just fraudulent, okay? It was a ripoff. They stole the money from the people. The management down there is just a bunch of crooks. Anyway, long and short of it is, when they ask about the $74 billion in bond debt with Puerto Rico, he said, quote, we're going to let that go. Oops, excuse me. Hello? What? Bondholders are going to take a hit. What? You mean to bet? What? You're going to let that go? You're not going to liquefy that? You're not going to bail that out? Multiply that with this, $250 billion in bond. That's what we did. We didn't print money. We printed bonds. They can't pay this, man. Puerto Rico got to the point where $74 billion, and this is a little microcosm here, where they said, well, we can't even make the interest payments. Well, we can, but we can either make the interest payments or we can let the trash pile up in the streets and we can turn all the lights off and nobody will have any water. Let's see. Bond payments or trash picked up, lights on, and some drinking water. What do you think they chose?
Yeah.
Are you understanding where we are here? Well, it's only 3%. Yeah, we could be one. It could be zero. They can't make the interest payments. That's what we're getting to, folks. And they're going to reset this debt, and that means they're going to reset the dollar, because the dollar is a Federal Reserve note. We give the Federal Reserve, which is not a federal bank at all, it's a bunch of private Weasley bankers that needs to be abolished, but we pay them Treasury bills, and they produce their notes. They produce debt paper. They produce debt. Debt is money. We've been told debt is money and debt is an asset. We're going to find out neither is true in a stunning fashion. So, all that to say this, what should I do? You better get some real stuff, and you better have your name on the real stuff. That includes anything real. Land, farmland, something that could not without leverage. You know, gold, silver, this thing starts taking off, and we start getting to a situation where the president comes on, you know, television on Sunday night and says, hey, the bank's not going to open. Don't worry. Yeah, worry. So, I don't know when that's going to happen, but he is going to do something with the debt, and I'm going to stop and let you ask the question, but I just want to get this off my chest. Jim Sinclair, who's really bright, got a lot of experience, got a lot of financial experience. They call him Mr. Gold. He bought gold at, I don't know, $40 an ounce and sold it at $900 an ounce, or $887.50, I believe, is what he sold it at the intraday high. He sold it at the peak. He bought it in 1974 or 5 and rode it up to 1980 to $887.50. They say $850, but that was the intraday high was $887.50. Bing! That's what Jim Sinclair sold, okay? So he knows a lot about investing in exponential moves in markets. And he said that Donald Trump, they talk about the art of the deal, it's what you're going to find out for Donald Trump is going to be the science of bankruptcy. He's going to be the guy that decides, that guides us through the science of bankruptcy. And it ain't going to be pretty, and it's not going to be even, and it's not going to be fair.
Explain that, please.
that we can't pay this debt. Look at the Puerto Rican bonds. We've decided we're not. Yeah, we can't make the interest payments. So hell, you know, then these same dang weasels at in Puerto Rico, the management, the government gave themselves 122. I kid you not, you can Google it. I want to say it's 120 something million dollars in bonuses, and then they default the next year. You wonder why the power was out so long in Puerto Rico? Nobody would loan them any money. And so that's what I'm telling you is that in Donald Trump, we're going to let that go. Well, there's going to be stuff that that gets let go. Who is that going to hurt? The rich people. See, the rich people were screening them in the last time. That's why Warren Buffett. Back to where we started, Warren Buffett, that little weasel. You know, they should have taken, David Stockman said they should have taken General Electric down to $1 a share. Warren Buffett should have lost his money he loaned. Goldman Sachs should have gone out of business. Sorry, you made a bad investment. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So we got an exponential growth in debt that cannot be paid back. I don't care how cheap it is. It can't be paid back. This is the problem with the pensions, which is a debt ball. This is the problem with the student loans, which is a debt ball. This is the problem with the federal deficit that now, you know, $21 trillion is now a national security issue. This is so I know I'm not painting a very good, very, very rosy picture, but again, this is all stuff I can source. This is not what I think. This is not what I think. This is not my opinion as a stated fact. I'm stating facts, and then I'm telling you what I think it portends, what I think it's signaling. What it's signaling is something, you better own your stuff.
Well, you know what? After so many years doing this, you know, that every October, there's always an October surprise. October surprises never come, and October comes and goes. But what I believe, Greg, is that we're close. It's going to happen sooner than later.
And what happens right after this election and Trump wins, and yep. You think he will? I think the Republicans are going to win. They're going to move to fix this.
I think they will, too. Yeah.
I think he wanted to wait until 2021, but he's not going to be able to get that chance.
No.
Because there's too much underfoot to wait for the dollar on the world stage, the world reserve currency. So we could either let the dollar not be the world's reserve currency, or we could fix the dollar. It's going to be painful, but we could fix it. There's going to be a lot of rich people with bonds that aren't going to get paid, I'll tell you that.
Because you said in the very beginning, and it's what I've been saying, is we can't turn this country around until the money is fixed.
The problem with fixing the debt is that our money is debt.
Yep.
So they're going to have to fix the currency. So, you know, you can't, like Gregory Mannarino says, listen, you destroy the bonds, you destroy the dollars. The notes, the Federal Reserve notes.
Hey, hold on, Greg. We're heading into our second break of the program today. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, in just a few minutes.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom. I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, and our special guest, Greg Hunter, USAWatchdog.com. Please make sure you get to his website and sign up for... what do you have for the listeners that they can sign up for, Greg?
I everything's free, Melody. I don't charge for anything. I've been pitched many times to have a paywall, and I have some information that if you pay me $5 a month or $10 a month, then I don't do that. If somebody can give me a donation, fantastic. If not, enjoy the site, guilt free. I do have some Google money. Who knows how long that will last, or if I'll get the Alex Jones treatment? I don't know. I just had Steve Quayle on, and I got demonetized. The first 75,000 views. I didn't get it back, but okay. They pull stuff on me all the time, but I don't charge. I don't have anything. I don't have a newsletter to sell you. I don't have anything to sell you. I put everything out there on the dance floor and shake it up, and you can get it, and you cannot, or you can believe it, or you can't. And part of the reason, too, is if I start charging $5 or $10 a month, I don't want to hear people complain. I didn't like what you sold me. Okay, fine. I'm not selling anything. If you don't like it, then fine. Then it's worth what you paid for it. Nothing. So, that's what I do. I just put it out there. I just put it out. So I don't have anything to sell. USAWatchdog.com. So right. That's the deal.
Well, I didn't know if you had a newsletter that they would get in their email or something like that. But.
No, I have. I sign people up to my Greg's private messages, but I it's just for promotion. And once in a while, I'll put out a deal with you in it. Yes. Or once in a while, I'll promote something like somebody coming on that I really wanted to do. But I don't sell the list. You won't be spammed. I have the join or Greg's private message, and that's so in case they try to cut me off. Which the weird thing about it is a lot of people say thank them for a donation or answer their questions. They it ended up in my spam file. Somebody wrote me this week and said, hey, your email came to me. I don't know whatever email he used, Gmail or AT&T or whoever, Proton. He says your email showed up in my box, but I made some small donations to other candidates, political like GOP candidates, and he named off a list, and he said, they sent thank you letters back, and they ended up all in my spam box, all GOP candidates, all in my spam box.
Amazing.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, it is.
So,
yes, it is.
It's, listen, I just think that I went off on a really long rant. Hopefully people got it. Tell me I didn't cuss. Did I cuss? I didn't cuss, did I?
No, you
no,
didn't.
Did. No, you did. You did real good. Real good.
Good.
You did good,
good
Greg.
Good, because I get so upset because I know little people are going to get creamed, and they're not getting good advice. And people are like, you just a gold pumper. I don't sell gold, okay? I have you on because you don't rip people off, and I never get an email saying, hey, that Melody Cederstrom ripped me off. And this is a commercial. You didn't know I was going to say this. I don't make any, whatever you sell or whoever you sell to, I don't know. You don't tell me. I don't want to know. You just pay for being advertising. And from the very beginning, I don't know, three and a half years ago, I said, if I get emails, I'm just going to send your money back and take you off the air. And hey, guess what? I don't get any emails. So that's why you're on. And I think people should be charged a fair amount of money for a commission, because you can't do it for free. You got to keep the lights on. And I think, but I don't want people ripped off, and I don't think you do that. But people should have all kinds of physical stuff. They should have food and water. I know that sounds bizarre, but I used to live in Florida, and I never had less than 3 weeks of food and water in my pantry, particularly during hurricane season. I always had 3 weeks, and from then on, I always had three weeks of, four or five cases of water, which are cheap, and some ramen noodles, and Campbell's soup, and some stuff that I could cold. And I think people should get new tires on their car. I think people should get their house in order. I think people should probably hold some cash at home. I think in case we have a credit freeze, which I think is coming, it'll work really good for a short amount of time, even if the currency has changed. The old currency will work really good for a short amount of time. And we, if you look at the official numbers, we have 21.6 trillion in digits according to deficit. And the Federal Reserve says there's only about 6 or 7 or 8 trillion dollars in actually, you know, dimes, quarters, dollars, 20s, 10s, 5s, you know, that's all we have. So it would be, you know, in high demand for a short amount of time if there's a credit freeze. You know, somebody with a way to make payment, which would be the crappy Federal Reserve notes we have. Even though they're crappy, they're better than nothing. You know, they're better than kernels of corn. Although, I don't know, maybe not. Maybe a can of carburetor cleaner might be something tradable. I don't know. But anyway, but I think people should be ready. And I don't want to mean to sound like Chicken Little because it hasn't happened for a while, but it's going to happen, and it's going to be pretty dramatic. And I don't think we can ever get America great again without dealing with the debt. And there is no way that Donald Trump doesn't know this. No way.
He knows it very well. He said so during his campaign. He said what he was going to do. He'd renegotiate the bonds. He's talked about the stock market being in the bubble and everything. So he knows. He gets it. And I agree with you. He's biding his time. And I think a lot will happen after the election.
He's going to have to get it.
And I agree. It's going to happen before the next presidential election.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Which, Greg, did you have another question for Greg?
I do believe that next week after the election we're going to see a lot of seats gained by the Republicans. I believe that. I truly do. I could be wrong, but unless anything happened with computers, it can be cheated out of anything. But if that happens, if the Republicans do take a lot more seats in the House and maybe it's more in the Senate, the Democrats are really going to be fired up by this.
There's 25 seats open that Republicans are defending, and I want to say 25. There's two independents, which they always, you know, caucus with the Democrats. So if they're truly independent, they go back and forth. But there's 25 seats. There's no way that Heitkamp, and I think Manchin's in trouble. I think Heidi Heitkamp is toast. Mm-hmm. I think Claire McCaskill is stick a fork in her. I think Tester is gone. I think Beto is, they spent $40 million on him, and that ain't going to work out. They wouldn't be sending out the voter fraud by the Democratic committee in Texas. I think Gillum's going to have a hard time in Florida unless he can cheat his way in. You know, he's a Marxist and a Soros puppet. He went to the Soros school. I just think it's going to be, I just don't see anything. I don't see how they don't have a message. What is their message?
No.
It's health care. Oh, you mean the health care you guys screwed us with in 09? You mean that message? And I know that the Republicans weren't any better because so many dang rhinos, but I think this trip around it'll get fixed. If the Democrats, there's a lot of rhinos leaving, there's a lot of people in both House and Senate who are rhinos who are in the way are going to be gone, and I think the health care is going to get fixed. And I don't see how unless there's massive cheating, I don't see how the Democrats can win on the message they have. We'll get rid of ICE, open our borders, flood the country with illegal aliens, and also this, you know, Candace Owens and Kanye West and the walkaway movement, and if you're black, I don't see how you're voting for a Democrat. I mean, I don't see how this helps you. Other than making you stay on the thought plantation, which is not racist. I mean, this is Kanye West. When Kanye West said, I have this saying, say, you know the truth when you hear it. When Kanye West said, I'm just saying whether black people are afraid to say, oh, boom.
One more quick question.
How does this help me having all these sanctuary cities and all these illegal aliens, and you're putting them above me, a citizen of the country?
True, very true. And what do you think is going to happen on the border with this caravan's going on? What do you think is going to happen down there?
I think they're going to stop them. I think it's an invasion. I think you already had reports on Breitbart that a couple of these guys in this caravan shot at the Mexican police. Well, there you go. That's kind of like roaches. You think those are the only two guys with guns? Or do you think there's other people with guns? Well, I think there's other people with guns. I think they're going to put the women and children up front, see if they can get the federal our troops to shoot at them, so they can commit a atrocity. This is some evil crap. And those women and those people that are allowing their children to be put in the front of this line and doing this crazy stuff are doing outrageously dangerous things with their children. And the mothers are doing outrageously dangerous things.
Very true.
So I just think it's again desperation. They got to come up with this because they know they don't have a message. They can't tell you we want to wreck your rights, raise your taxes, open the borders for America, get rid of ICE, have all kinds of criminal aliens here, have all kinds of sanctuary for foreigners and not for citizens. They can't do that. They can't say what they really want to do. What they really want to do is destroy America. Period. The end. These are Marxist. You know, I've said this for a long time, and I believe it. And if you look at the as I said before, you know, look at the Keith Ellison, who is a sympathizer to Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood. Look at Tom Perez, the Larraz attorney, who is a communist. This is communism. That's who's running their party. I'm not making this up. This is just, look at their backgrounds. And that's what they want. They want godless. They want no Christ. They want no religion, no Christians. They want communism. They want top-down control. You don't get any rights. They hate the Constitution. They hate the Bill of Rights. They hate the Second Amendment. They, as Hillary Clinton says, there's limits. Should be limits on the Second Amendment and limits on the first two. You know, Miss Hillary, who, I'd like to be president. Well, you can't be president from a jail cell, although she'll never make it to jail because I think the team that she played on will, you know, they'll arrange an accident for her because she knows too much. But whatever, what do I know? So, but I think they're desperate. I think this caravan is just more desperation by the deep state, by the Democrats, which have gone globalist New World Order, not the party of the people anymore. They're the party of the...
What's confusing is, wouldn't they think that it would backfire on them? I mean, are they really... I know they're dumb, but are they really that dumb? Thinking that it's not going to backfire on them?
Listen, the Pittsburgh mayor refuses to meet Donald Trump during visit. Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Amazing.
It's just amazing. I mean, it's just really, it's unhinged, crazy, illogical, irrational behavior. I mean, this is the media. This is the politicians. This is your message. This is your message. What is your message? We hate Donald Trump. We're losing. We'll do anything necessary. We'll commit violence. You know, the violence is coming from the left.
Yes, it is.
That's true. That's very true.
This Nazi guy was a Nazi Trump-hating anti-Semite that killed all these people. This was a Democrat. National Socialist. Remember that. They own the Nazi deal. The Republicans are not. No. You own it. You're the National Socialists. The Democrats, which you say they're Democrat Socialists, not much difference. There was a National Socialist German Workers' Party. That was too long to say, so let's just call ourselves Nazis, the Germans. You know, FDR loved the Nazis. Did you know that? FDR.
Yeah. Yep.
True.
They loved the fascists.
True.
They loved Mussolini, which, wow, he just took control of business, too. That's all socialist stuff. Fascist, socialist, same thing.
Yep.
So this, I don't know what their message is. We want to destroy you. Vote for us. Oh, we can't say that. Oops. So, I mean, it is what it is. So, it is what it is. And that's just, well, I'm just praying. I mean, don't stop praying. I mean, above all, don't stop praying. And I'm not talking about praying to, like, Buddha. I'm talking about to God the Father and the Son, Jesus Christ. I'm talking about that kind of praying.
Amen.
You know, I'm not talking about some, you know, cuckoo time. There's so much pedophilia out in Hollywood. They all have something to lose. They all have big stuff to lose. They could all get, you know, you could lose, you know, you're human trafficking. You're doing stuff to kids from Haiti and Mexico and all those kids that came up here from Mexico during the Obama administration just got lost into society. Really? Lost? Really?
Yeah. Nope.
Or were they abused and then their organs harvested? I don't know. I don't know. It's horrible, but let me tell you, there's a lot of evidence of some severe child molestation and pedophilia in all levels of government and entertainment.
It's been going on for many, many, many years. That's for sure.
That's right.
Yep.
So just don't stop praying. I mean, I'm not a preacher. I'm not a Bible expert. I'm a sinner. But I do have the grace of Christ. I know we're getting kind of into Christ, but the Christ is part of the story.
Amen.
God
everything.
Is part of the story. This is part of the story.
Yes.
You cannot deny it. Sorry.
Very true.
So, I mean, so it kills me, these guys that let me get this straight now. You think that 50 million years ago we were fish, and then we started crawling up on the land, and then all this happened, and now where we are today, and that all happened by chance? That's what you're telling me? Ooh, that's rich. That's rich. You know, it's like the Big Bang Theory. So the Big Bang Theory. So the universe started in an instant. You know, like, let there be light. Would that be like that? I mean, right? So you
takes a lot. It takes a lot more
time,
faith.
Right? Bill Maher.
It takes a lot
Bill
more
Maher,
faith
you think
to
we're
believe.
Fish, right? You think we?
Yeah.
Then we are fins,
yeah.
And we crawled up on land about 50 million years ago, and if, you know, another 20, 30 million years, we started walking upright. And then
Well, then where are we going to be in 50 million years? Are we going to be fish again? I mean, history repeats itself. I mean, it is. It's just crazy. But what is crazy is the amount of time, how quick it goes by when you join us, Greg. We're at the end of the hour, and I want to thank you once again for joining us, and I look forward to our next hour next month. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back tomorrow with Dave Allen, and Wendy Wilson will be here. And thank you, Butch. Welcome back.
Welcome. I'll see you. See you Thursday.
All right. And I want to thank everyone for joining the program today, listening. And until then, until tomorrow, be safe, good night, and God bless.